welcome, and we carry on with our theme of suffering from the book of Job. We now address the third speech where God spoke to Job, and I read from Job 42. And Job replied the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You ask, 'Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge?' Surely I spoke of the things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.'" This is the final speech, and notice that Job speaks first. We've said throughout this series, in our podcast, that Job's problem was not his sin, his solution was not repentance. But why is he repenting now? Job repents not of any sin. So what does he repent of? He repents of his insistence that God answers him. He repents of his insistence that God acquits him. That God does something. Whatever it is, God, do something. Say yes, say no. Don't keep me in this spiritual limbo. In that sense, Job was arrogantly demanding to know versus humbly seeking to know. And I want to suggest to us that there is a huge difference between arrogantly demanding to know in our suffering and humbly seeking to know God and His will. If you ever watched a movie called Bruce Almighty, everything he wanted in life, he did not get. He loses his job, he loses his girlfriend, he crashes his car, he questions God, he is cursing and is swearing. When we think of this, Bruce Almighty is perhaps like the modern version of Job. Some parts of this book, some parts in his life, where Job is on the verge, he's on the edge of the hill, he's about to cross that line in his tug of war with God. But thankfully, he does not. Which brings us back to one of the most recurring messages in the book of Job, and indeed the Bible, that it's not always possible to know when we suffer. Why did I lose my child in premature birth? Why have I lost my parents? Why have I lost my job? Why has this breakup with my girlfriend or boyfriend happened? Why am I suffering unjustly in my life? It's not always possible to know the answers to all our questions, the answers to all our suffering, but it's always possible to be wise. And what is wisdom in the book of Job? To fear God and to love God, the person of God, at all costs. And this is such an important message because the definition of sin, as we saw in Genesis 3 onwards, was us wanting to be wise at all costs, in our own eyes. And this is what we call dark diabolical wisdom. And as we partake of dark diabolical wisdom, we actually become fools. In the book of Job, in the person of Job, we find a man who feared God and shunned evil, a man whom God could entrust total trust and say to Satan, there is one who will prove me right. We'll meet again tomorrow for the final episodes of this. In the meantime, keep walking with God, no matter how bad or how hard your suffering seems. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. Forgive us as we also have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation.